Good evening. I'm Scott Kirshner, pastor here at Holden Village. I hope that everyone has a red hymnal. This is the hymnal that we'll be using tonight. And our Vespers tonight will be led by Chuck Carpenter. But before we get to that, many of you may have met Beth Palmer and Sarah Swenson, who arrived just a couple of days ago, and were to be here for a couple of weeks as staff volunteers. And Beth is the mother of Sarah, and Beth received some very sad news this morning in an email that her nephew Robbie, an 18-year-old young man who had been battling leukemia, had received word that his bone marrow transplant had not taken and that they were being summoned home to say their goodbyes. And so they left this morning actually on the bus. And it all happened very, very fast. And so we thought it appropriate that we have a prayer for Robbie and for Beth and Sarah. So if you would please pray with me. Creator God, source of life and light, we thank you that you have called us by name and that our lives rest in the palm of your hand. We ask this night that you would be with Robbie Palmer in the face of the very difficult news he has received, and as he faces his life's end, we ask that you would fill him and give him the gift of faith and hope and love. We ask that you would be with Beth and Sarah and all of Robbie's family as they gather around him. May they be for him a sign of your eternal love and your eternal embrace. And we ask that you would be with all who face death this night. In Jesus' name.
A reading from Luke chapter 11, verses 9 and 10. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Our opening hymn will be hymn 685, Take My Life That I May Be, number 685.
It's actually 583. They're the same, but it's a different melody. Oh. And invite anyone who wants to play a rhythm instrument to come up, and don't be shy, and grab one, and have fun. 583.
Ha ha ha! May God be with you. So, excuse me. Our family's been here for 5 years, and we've had various experiences. And there's something that has reoccurred many times in the last 5 years. I thought I would do a Vespers around. And it's a phenomenon at Holden Village that I've witnessed many times. I don't really have a name for it, but I heard Nancy Winder call it Holden Moments. And I thought that works out pretty well. The events are everyday occurrences with a bit of a miraculous twist to them. One such moment was when, in this very space here in the VC a few years ago, I attended a session by the late Herb Brokering. Herb is a Holden saint and was a poet, hymn writer, and an eccentric genius. In the session, he was going on about butterflies. I think that he recited a poem, and in the very same moment, as we listened to his aged, kind of raspy voice, everybody's gaze kind of drifted over to the doors that were open because it was like 90 degrees in here. And a purple butterfly entered through the door as he was doing a butterfly poem. And everybody was looking at it. And it kind of looped its way through the whole PC. And then it came down right to Herb in the middle. And everybody was totally amazed. I think everybody was astonished that this was happening. But what amazed me more was that Herb, he had his unsurprised, sort of gentle, "Oh, there you are," type of thing, and as if he was expecting him, and it was amazing. So I've been lucky and blessed to have witnessed many such events at Holden Village, and I think we all have sat down at a meal and realized that we have friends that are in common, or there's not very many layers of separation, and we sit down strangers and we leave friends, and it happens every day. One other time, and this sort of thing happens weekly and sometimes daily in the operations department, and I think ops people could back me up here. I was having a conversation with a worried fire chief about the sorry state of our fire alarm system. I could only answer that I was the operations manager, and I could only answer that I had no one to fix it right now and would look into it. And then we went on discussing other things. When 15 minutes later, a man poked his head in the door and asked if we needed some help completing our fire system project that he had noticed. He was a guest, but he specialized in wiring fire alarm systems and would be happy to spend a couple of days straightening things up. So the fire chief and Allison and I snuck a kind of a wide-eyed peek at each other before I said, "Sure, yeah, let's go take a look at it." Another time we were struggling with locating transformers for our electrical distribution system. We had been told by an expert that the antiquated transformers that we had and the ones that we needed replacing were nearly impossible to find. While our 2400-volt system was popular back in the 1930s, it has been replaced in most places since then. During this time of non-motion on the project, on an operations tour, a man from Minnesota got interested in the situation and within one conversation offered to donate the exact transformers that we needed from a public utility of which he was president. He explained that they were upgrading some very rural lines and he expected to have a couple of truckloads of perfectly good 2400-volt transformers available to us if needed. So Holden moments happen all the time here. I've heard other folks talk of these stories also. The need is thought up or identified, and without much of a search, the right person, in answer to prayer, and and often with more than a casual interest in helping, but rather often without a casual interest, but with a specialty, it arrives. And this is not just self-serving for Holden Village either. The process of the moments touches all of our lives and affirms the magnanimity of God. It reaffirms that despite our best efforts, which often run us in the ditch, we are not in control, and all is a gift of grace from God. I know that I could not even dream up half the moments that I've witnessed, nor the ways that God has graced our lives. The Spirit of God is always with us, and especially when we least expect it. So what does this mean for the church, for the world? Holden's vision statement is the love of God making new the church and the world through the cross of Jesus Christ. My answer, you know, it's not a theologian's answer, of course, but my answer is that God's love calls us to go beyond our comforts to a space which is paradoxical and doesn't make sense. The cross, like the Holden moment, isn't necessarily at Holden Village or anywhere physical, but it's a space of grace where we confront our limitations or failures and accept God's unconditional love and promise. How does the phenomenon work with the mission statement of Holden Village? If we look at Holden Village's mission statement, the mission of Holden Village, a Lutheran ministry, is to welcome all people into the wilderness to be called, equipped, and sent by God as we share the rhythms of word and sacrament, work, recreation, and study, intercession, and healing. So as we share in the rhythms of life, the first thing that needs to happen in a Holden moment is that people have to be welcomed. To have a sense of belonging, comfort, even in a wilderness. A wilderness being a place that's far away from home. At new villager orientations, Tom and now Steph always say, "This is your mountain retreat center. Did you know that you owned one? Make yourselves at home." Now next is the calling. I think the prayers that are sent in need, or maybe the call to the person called, or maybe the call that the person that's called hears in their hearts and responds to. God only knows what the call is. We equip the calling by affirming their call and bringing them in. And in the process, they gain the tools to be sent forth by God, out into a life with the reassurance that God is with us always. And are Holden Village moments only at Holden? I think they're located at a place that can be anywhere. A place that is not geographic, but a space where we accept our limitations and our limited capacity and look for the love of God to bring us grace through others. Now, when Holden moments happen to me here and elsewhere, I've learned, I find myself now smiling a bit, like her brokering in this butterfly moment, in praise and thanksgiving for the miracles that happen around us every day. Thanks be to God. So in honor of her brokering, I'd like to close with the hymn, "Earth and All Stars," page 731. If we could please stand. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.